This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
I've never met Rudy Giuliani. Never. And never had any phone calls with him.
That's Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky speaking in English to reporters in Kiev about the personal lawyer of President Donald Trump. Giuliani has been accused of trying to enlist Ukraine in seeking out corruption by Trump rival Joe Biden, whose son sat on the board of a Ukrainian gas company until earlier this year. Zelensky answered a question about that in Ukrainian as well.
Ніколи не відчуваю жодного впливу на мене, і у мене дуже багато людей, які...
He says, I would like to say that I do not feel any pressure. There are many people, both in the East and in Ukraine, who would like to have influence on me, but I am president of Ukraine, president of an independent country, and I think that the steps I took so far prove that I cannot be influenced. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has accused House Democrats of trying to intimidate the State Department by scheduling depositions from agency officials in connection with the impeachment probe. On Tuesday, Pompeo accused House Democrats in a letter of attempting to intimidate and bully State Department employees. The Wall Street Journal reports Pompeo was among those who listened to the July 25th phone call between the United States and Ukrainian presidents that led to the impeachment probe. At least 11 Afghan police officers were killed in northern Afghanistan when the Taliban attacked police checkpoints Monday night. That's according to the governor's spokesman. Meanwhile, intense fighting continues in another province in the north. There, 30 police and armed locals, including the district governor and the district police chief, have been held under siege by the Taliban for the past 2 days. That's according to the local Tolo news outlet. The attack follows Taliban threats that contributed to a historic low turnout in Saturday's election. VOA News.